Last year on May the 31st was to be the 20th anniversary of the Walk for Reconciliation, which was the walk over Sydney Harbour Bridge to 250,000 people. And to commemorate that, there were going to be a number of bridge walks in Tasmania. Unfortunately, the pandemic put an end to that, which is a shame because I was really looking forward to getting involved in the Devonport event. I don't have an Indigenous background, but I get it. I understand what it's all about. The next bridge walk won't be for another 5 years on the 25th anniversary, but later this month, Marsha Langton is coming to Tasmania. She's a well-known activist, and to tell us a bit more about it, the CEO of Reconciliation Tasmania is Mark Redman, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Mark.
Oh, good afternoon, Martin. Thank you for your time.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome. Now, people that may not know necessarily the name Marsha Langton would certainly remember what she looks like. We see her all the time. She's the lady with the long white hair, and I don't mean that in any disrespectful way, but she's got quite a profile, hasn't she?
She has. She's a well-credentialed author, academic, and activist, as you say, for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander rights. She's on the co-design committee with Tom Carmer and others who are co-designing the Voice to Parliament at the moment, and they just submitted a report to Parliament for that process. Fantastic to have her come to Tasmania. She's outspoken woman on regarding all aspects of Aboriginal rights and land rights, voice, truth and treaty as well. So to come to Devonport and have a keynote speaker at our breakfast at the Parranapity Centre on Monday the 31st of May from 7 o'clock. But also we're offered her to be part of a free lunchtime event as well at 1 o'clock on the same day on Monday the 31st of May at the Parranapity Centre as well.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's great. I haven't heard her speak live, but I've seen plenty of her, and she's a very passionate woman, very strong on her beliefs, and she's very articulate too, isn't she?
Yes, she is. What the co-design process now is happening, there's been a consultation process around the country in the last couple of weeks around what that Indigenous Voice to Parliament looks like. And certainly our recommendation from Reconciliation Tasmania is that Voice to Parliament must be enshrined in the Constitution. There's a bit of a mixed voice on that, but around the country, the general feeling is that it must be enshrined in the Constitution, so it can't be changed by a change in government. And certainly that's something that is key to what the Statement from the Heart Aboriginal leaders, the Statement from the Heart called for, and we're fully supporting that.
One of the reasons that the bridge walks were planned last year, also, you know, with the 20th anniversary, but also the fact that, you know, there's a fairly strong belief that there's unfinished business as far as reconciliation is concerned. We've still got a long way to go, haven't we?
We have, and that's certainly right. And the truth-telling, it underpins that truth-telling. So that's the second pillar of the Statement from the Heart, truth. We need, the more we share truth and with our young people, with our children, with our across the community around what happens, particularly in Tasmania, the more I think the broader community will understand the depth of loss and depth of trauma that Aboriginal people went through in the dispossession of what happened here in Tassie. And I think until we accept really the deep truth of the massacres that happened here, the dispossession of land, and we won't be a united state or nation. And I think that's a really positive opportunity for everyone in the community to sort of get their head around, you know. Open your hearts, open your minds and ears to what happened here and come along and listen to Marsha, read some literature, read some books, come to some of the festivals that we're on. We had a great festival in Alveston recently. And it's just opportunities to really learn what did happen here and realise it wasn't that long ago. Kids were taken out of their schools and taken away from their parents. Only in my generation, I had stories last week at Anzac Day in Hobart from elders who said they remember vividly children being taken out of their school in Flinders Island, taken away.
It's crazy. It wouldn't happen today, would it? That's for sure.
No, but it's in my generation and your generation too.
Yeah. I love the fact that there's lots of documentaries now coming out, telling the truth about our Indigenous history, and I can't say enjoy is the word listening to it, but when I see these documentaries, I'm left shaking my head and thinking, how on earth did this ever happen?
Yeah, that's right. And I watched, actually for the first time this last week, The Nightingale.
Oh,
The Nightingale
yes.
was produced in Tasmania. Jim Everett directed it. It's on Netflix now for free. I'd recommend general public to have a look. It's pretty tough watching, but it's the truth. It's truth. The other part of truth telling is the frontier warriors like Manalagena, Tonga Longata, and others who fought for their country after the British came here. And we're trying to set up, we are setting up a commemoration at the Hobart Cenotaph in commemoration of those frontier wars in partnership with the RSL Tasmania. And that is another key bit of truth telling which we want to share. There's no guilt involved. It's around, let's commemorate the ancestors who fought and defended this country for their families. And I think all of that is a really healthy pathway forward to accepting what our real history is and all the different settler, convict and Aboriginal stories that make up Tasmania, who we are now as Tasmanians.
And you referred to the movie Nightingale. If you didn't, I was going to talk to you about it anyway. I've seen it, and it's brutal. There's no other way to describe it, but as you say, it's the truth. And people should, all Tasmanians, I think, should see that movie.
Yeah, I think so. And pick up books like Dark Emu, Bruce Pascoe's book, and Tuganini, Cassandra Pybus's book. That's just a recent one that came out. That's really core history of what happened. You know, Tuganini walked around the island with George Augustin Robertson in getting Aboriginal people together and getting them off out of the way of bullets. But that history is not long ago, considering the 60,000 years that Aboriginal people look after this country.
Yep. Mark, I don't want to get controversial or disrespectful to anyone else, but I know a few months ago there was talk about the Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, of course, who's Jewish, about having a Holocaust memorial in Hobart. And I don't mean any disrespect to anyone that's Jewish, but surely there's more people with an Aboriginal background in Tasmania that would like to see a memorial to our Indigenous forebears rather than, maybe...
Correct.
Yeah.
No respect to the Jewish people what they went through, totally.
Mm.
But I think that's right. As I say, RSL Tasmania and other RSLs around the state are now keen, I think RSL Tasmania particularly as state president, are keen to commemorate the Frontier War, and we're starting in the Hobart Cenotaph, and we'll be reaching out to other regional councils like Georgetown and Central Coast and Burnie on the northwest there and Devonport hopefully to see whether the local RSL clubs there would be willing to look at commemoration of those Frontier Wars at places of remembrance. And cenotaphs are places of remembrance of people fallen in war. And the Frontier Wars, they were real.
Wars
that happened in Australia.
Absolutely. For people who want to go along and have a listen to Marsha, and I'd say it's well worth it, where can they buy their tickets, Mark?
Just go to our website, www.rectas.com.au/ go to the events page, and you'll see the tickets there for the breakfast. The lunch events are free, but you'll need to register on the website link there because of COVID numbers.
Yep.
And breakfast are ticketed, so encourage people to come along and hear this great speaker and national figure, Aboriginal leader.
Yeah. I think anyone that goes will certainly walk away impressed. Mark, thanks for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for the opportunity, Martin. All the best.